Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
So now we are on to our next guest, Jim Rochnick. He is an innovative business leader with over 25 years of technology and management consulting experience, founded and partnered with multiple companies. And now he is the CEO of Haylock and of Reasonable Risk as cybersecurity expert. So he's going to tell us everything we need to know.
How to stay secure with your technology.
So as was just mentioned, I'm the CEO of two exciting companies. I'd like to tell you a little bit about both of them. Haylock is a cybersecurity consulting firm. We provide professional services in cybersecurity. And just cutting to the chase, the one thing that we do better than anyone else is we help our clients to manage the risk of harm from cybersecurity with the same rigor that they manage the risk of harm from their primary product or service they sell. So, Chris, you create amazing products, mugs, and all sorts of stuff. You pretty much are dialed into the risk of harm of that mug busting apart and hurting someone. You know the quality, but yet organizations out there oftentimes don't feel they have their finger on the pulse of the risk of harm of the data that they are a steward from. If that data was breached, if that data was exposed, if that data was changed, what's the risk of harm to your customers, to your vendors? That's important because bad things happen to good companies all the time. And if by allowing our customers to really understand the risk of harm, we're allow them to avoid a position of negligence, which helps them avoid expensive litigation. As an example, we all have sidewalks, and if someone slips and falls on your sidewalk and hurts themselves, God forbid, they could sue you. Now, if you have a video camera that looking outside your dining room window and that you can demonstrate that you're shoveling every 2 hours when it snows, they can sue you, but you're not negligent because you are doing what you should. They can still sue you. They just won't be able to prove negligence, and you will be able to avoid a lot of problems.
As a business owner, I always wonder about the trade-offs between speed and efficiency and cybersecurity, since we rely so much on tech to run our businesses. One of my favorite issues is like the two-factor authentication. I hate it just because it slows me down. And I guess I've just become a master of memorizing these six-digit codes, right? But there's some value in that, right? Because it's protecting the account. It seems to me like there's always a trade-off then between efficiency and security. Is that your experience?
You're absolutely right. You have to balance the risk and the reward. In the example you just mentioned, two-factor authentication requires a second factor, something you have, something you are, something you know. So the password is something you know. Second factor could be something you have or something you are, biometric or a token. Now, what you have to do is balance, like you said. If you are a surgeon and you are risking not being able to log onto your laptop and save a patient, in that case, maybe the cure or the two-factor authentication is worse than the disease. So that's what you're balancing. You're balancing the burden of implementing that safeguard against the benefit the safeguard provides. That's absolutely a big part of cybersecurity. On the Haylock side, what we do is we help customers understand and manage their risk of harm of their cybersecurity processes in the same way, in the same quality they manage risk of harm from the main product or service that they sell. 4 years ago, we spun off a separate company and I became the CEO of Reasonable Risk, which is a next generation governance, risk, and compliance platform. And it's become an industry disruptor and an industry innovator. And a little bit about how Reasonable Risk came to be. In helping clients at Haylock over a period of a decade build their security programs, we realized that our customers were struggling from three major needs in the marketplace. One was legal defensibility. Our clients wanted to avoid legal liability and they didn't know how to do it. And finding out when you have a class action lawsuit that you're not legally protected is not when you want to find out. You want to do that upfront so that it never gets there. Two, communication with executives. The inability of cybersecurity teams to effectively communicate with their leadership did not allow them to get the budgets to do the jobs they need to do. So they needed to communicate effectively. And three, long, expensive implementations. People want solutions they can implement immediately. So we created a software platform that gave them the ability to do all three. And now our approach is being adopted by regulators and attorney generals of 49 states. We are actually, our approach is becoming a standard in law. Haylock and Reasonable Risk are, you know, two separate companies. They're very complementary to one another, and we're actively growing both.
So how would you advise an entrepreneur or a startup with respect to cybersecurity? Are they okay with just like buying off-the-shelf products, or is there some other approach?
It's a great question. I would say that the basics that I would suggest that anyone do, the first step of an entrepreneur buckling down their cybersecurity would be to do two things that every business today should be thinking about. The first is called a penetration test. It is a test. It's an ethical hacking test. It says if you have an electronic commerce website, if you have any digital presence, it could just be a website, hiring a company, it's not very expensive, to come in and see from the outside, what could they get? What can they come in with your approval and try to take? That tells you all the holes in your game, so to speak. It would be like hiring someone and giving them 2 hours to run around your house and see if they can walk in and what they can get. They provide you a report and you can then fix those gaps. Just about every law and regulation, from payment card industry to health records to financial industry, requires businesses to do that. So that's the first thing, is a penetration test. I think of that as almost like teeth cleaning. You should be doing it on a regular basis. That's one. The second is something called a risk assessment. A risk assessment is analogous to a yearly physical. You know, we all go to that yearly physical, and does that change our world? Sure it does, because the physical changes, yearly physical gives you a report of everything, all the domains, and says here, you know, your blood pressure, your weight, your oxygen levels, these are some things you want to do, and these are some areas where you're not okay. So those two things, a penetration test and a risk assessment, are things that are a good thing for every entrepreneur to do. And as Alex mentioned, just like you don't hire an HR person, your first 10 employees, we didn't either. You may not be doing these things your first 5 employees, but as you get bigger, as your data steward responsibilities grow, meaning if your data gets taken, exposed, modified, you have a responsibility because you could harm people, you should be doing a penetration test and a risk assessment. And there are a lot of companies that can do that. We can do that, but there are a lot of great companies out there that can do that.
Is there anything a company would do that would attract a hacker? Like, are there things you can avoid doing, or are hackers just random?
Hackers are both random as well as opportunistic. Hackers come at companies for a variety of reasons. One of the biggest reasons, because they are opportunistic, is the data they can get. They have a lot of personally identifiable information, otherwise known as PII. You are a good target. If you have a lot of valuable information, you know, personally identifiable information that they could sell on the black web for a profit, or that they can get credit card numbers, that might create a target. If you are not patching all of your systems, if you're not keeping your things updated, they could perform an external scan and get a sense of how well are you maintaining your system, so to speak. So if you have valuable data coupled with you don't seem to be doing your maintenance very well, that might create an opportunity for someone to say, you know what, let me invest a little bit of time and see if I could monetize that opportunity.
What is the safest way to take credit cards if you're selling something to somebody? Do you have any ideas on that?
You should seek to work with an organization that has demonstrated that they have certifications through PCI, which is the payment card industry, with that's one certification, a credit certification. Another thing that you should seek is to see what kind of compliance certification. Do they have a SOC 1? Do they have a SOC 2? Do they have a SOC for cybersecurity? Or do they have what's kind of the black belt of cybersecurity, which is an ISO 27001 certification? If they've certified their systems and they put themselves through a certain amount of rigor that demonstrates that they're not just putting in place technical things, but that their entire company, and including senior leadership, that the governance mechanism is working, which is what those certifications require, that should give you a much greater sense of comfort that the organization you're working with takes cybersecurity seriously. We've all gotten that postcard in the mail that says, hey, sorry, we were breached. Your information was exposed. Some of us, hopefully not many of you, have experienced that all of a sudden you're getting new credit cards or identity theft and other things. So what you want to do is work with companies that take cybersecurity seriously, and you can usually get that from their website in the certifications that they post.
Well, that's really helpful information. Thank you. So we've come to the end of our segment, but how do people find you?
either on either one of the companies, Haloc, HALOCK.com or reasonablerisk.com. You can submit a contact us form. I'm available on LinkedIn, or you could email me at jmirochnik@haloc.com.
Great. Thank you very much.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.